Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 10, Prahlad, the best among exalted devotees, text 65 to 66. Narada Muni continued, thereafter, Lord Krishna, by his own personal potency, consisting of knowledge, religion, renunciation, opulence, austerity, education, and activities, equipped Lord Shiva with all the necessary paraphernalia, such as a chariot, a charioteer, a flag, horses, elephants, a bow, a shield, and arrows. When Lord Shiva was fully equipped in this way, he sat down in the chariot with his arrows and bow to fight with the demons. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. As stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam 12.13.16, Vaishnavam Vaishnavanam Yata Shambhu. Lord Shiva is the best of the Vaishnavas, the devotees of Lord Krishna. Indeed, he is one of the Mahajans, the 12 authorities on Vaishnava philosophy. Swayambhur, Narada, Shambhu, Kumara, Kapilo, Manu. Lord Krishna is always prepared to help all the Mahajans and devotees in every respect. Kuntiya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashiti. Although Lord Shiva is very powerful, he lost the battle to the Asuras, and therefore he was morose and disappointed. However, because he is one of the chief devotees of the Lord personally equipped him with all the paraphernalia for war. The devotee therefore must serve the Lord sincerely, and Krishna is always in the background to protect him, and if need be, to equip him fully to fight with his enemy. For devotees, there is no scarcity of knowledge and material requisites for spreading the Krishna consciousness movement. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna. Atasau Shakti Biswabi Sambo Pradhanikam Yadat Dharma Gyana Virakridi Tapovidya Kriyadivi Ratam Sutam Dwajam Vaham Danur Varma Sharadiyat Sanada Ratam Astaya Sharam Danur Padade. Narada Muni continued, thereafter Lord Krishna, by his own personal potency, consisting of knowledge, of religion, knowledge, renunciation, opulence, austerity, education, activities, equipped Lord Shiva with all the necessary paraphernalia, such as a chariot, a charioteer, a flag, horses, elephants, a bow, a shield, and arrows. When Lord Shiva was fully equipped in this way, he sat down in a chariot with his arrows and bow to fight with the demons. Maung Vishnu Gudayan Krishna Prasthai Bhutai Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Phenomena Namaste Sarasutam Deve Gauravani Vacharne Nirvisesa Shunivari Paskatya De Siddharne Natasya Karyam Karnam Javidite Natat Shab Yadikas Trijushikite Parashya Shaktir Vividaiva Shuyite Sabhavaki Jnana Bala Kriya Cha. It is said that the Supreme Lord has nothing to do. Natasya Karyam Karnam Javidite Netatsamascha Vyadikascha Drishyate. That no one is equal to Krishna, nor is anyone above Krishna. Everyone is subordinate to him. Parashya Shaktir Vividaiva Shriyate. And the Supreme Lord has multi energies, and they all act Swabhavaki Jnana Bala Kriyacha. They all act in a natural sequence, one after the other. Krishna's energies, as stated here, they're meant for the pleasure of his devotees. Krishna has so many potencies, and they're all meant to be utilized in the service of his devotees. It is said that Lord Narayan, he has four hands, and in two of the hands he holds a lotus flower and a conch shell. So the lotus flower and the conch shell are to give benediction to the devotees. And in the other hand, he has a club and a disc, which are meant to encourage the demons to become devotees. In any case, Krishna is anxious that his devotees have the necessary energy to so that they can perform the devotional service and, if need be, act as an instrument to vanquish the demons. Just like Arjuna, he did not want to fight in the battle of Kurukshetra, but Krishna convinced him to fight. Not only he convinced him to fight, but he did everything necessary so that Arjuna, he won the war. Nimitra matram bhavasavasachya. That a devotee who's acting on behalf of Krishna, he becomes just as powerful as Krishna. As Dhruva Maharaj went to the forest, performed his austerity, so much austerity that by the end of 6 months, he had stopped even breathing. Simply closed all the doors of his body and was engaged in meditating on Lord Vishnu. And he became so powerful because of that identification with Lord Vishnu that when he pressed his toe on the earth, the whole earth caved in. And when he stopped his breathing, the demigods began to suffocate. The example is given that if one is flying in an airplane, then he can go as fast, he's suddenly going as fast as the airplane is, because he's situated within the airplane. Similarly, when one is situated in Krishna consciousness, one becomes just as powerful as Krishna, or almost as powerful as Krishna. It is said, Yatra Yogeshwara Haro, Yatra Partha Dhanavardhana, Tatra Shir, Vijayo Bhutir, Dhruva Nipir Matir Mama. That wherever there is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Yogeshwara, the Master of all mystic powers, and wherever there is Arjuna, who carries a bow, then there is certainly Tatra Shir, all kinds of opulence, because Krishna is the source of all opulence. It is said that Samagra Aishvaryasya, Samagrasya, Viryasya, Yashashastriyaha, Jnana Vairagayoschaiva, Shanam Bhaga Itinganaha. Krishna, whatever opulence we see in this material world, is just a little fraction of Krishna's opulence. Therefore, because this is simply a little fraction of Krishna's opulence, therefore, we can't imagine what the reservoir of water, or just like one may get a little idea what water is like if he has a well. But to try to understand the ocean from the well, one can get some idea of the quality, but one can't imagine how much water is actually contained in the ocean. Similarly, Krishna is the ocean of all qualities, and it is not that Krishna is greedy and he doesn't want to share the qualities. Krishna is perfectly willing to share all his qualities. We find that in the Vaikuntha planet, that Krishna is so kind that he gives his own body, bodily form, to all the devotees there. It's not that he looks himself in the mirror and he thinks, I'm so gorgeous, how can I let anyone compete with me? But he's so generous that he gives all the males the same form as him, and all the females get the same form as the goddess of fortune. So Krishna is not only that, but he even shares his Vaikuntha planet. He even allows his personal association. He gives so much to his devotees, even his own self. So Krishna is all opulent, and wherever Krishna is, there's also Tatra Shir Vijayo. There's always victory. Just like Dhruva Maharaj, his brother Uttanapad, that's his father. His father was Bart. His brother was Bart. Bart had gone into the forest to hunt And somehow or another he came to the kingdom of the Yakshas, and there one very powerful Yaksha killed him. Dhruva Maharaj heard about this and became very disturbed, so he decided to kill all the Yakshas. He equipped himself with the necessary paraphernalia, left his kingdom, went to fight against them. And he was fighting against the Yakshas, but the Yakshas were quite powerful, although he killed many of them. Still, they had mystic powers. And by their mystic powers, they created a situation where there was a big tidal wave about to overwhelm him on one side. On the other side, there was ferocious beasts like lions and tigers and elephants rushing towards him. On the other side, there were terrible mountains falling down on him. So it was difficult to figure out exactly which way to go. And he was a little perplexed. But the sages came and told him, chant Hare Krishna. And immediately when he started to chant Hare Krishna, at once his illusion dissipated, or the mystic power of the Yakshas dissipated, and he became victorious and started to kill the Yakshas. Of course, fortunately, Kuvera, who is the head of the Yakshas, came down and asked him not to kill all the Yakshas, because he said, just for the fault of one Yaksha who killed your brother, it's not proper to kill all of them. Therefore, he refrained from the slaughter of the Yakshas. But the point is that he became victorious simply by chanting Hare Krishna. Arjuna became victorious, and all the devotees, Prahlad Maharaj, he was not such a powerful boy in one sense, but still, his father, who was so powerful that even the great demigods became fearful when he raised his eyebrows, he himself, Hiranyakashipu, became defeated by his little baby boy, 5 years old. Similarly, Ambarish, he was not Ambarish Maharaj. He was a king, but he was not a powerful mystic yogi. But one mystic yogi, Durvasa Muni, he became jealous. Prabhupada relates the story on one tape. He became jealous. He said, I am a great mystic yogi. I can travel in outer space. And this Ambarish Maharaj, he's a householder, a king. And yet people offer him more respect than they offer to me. So I'll teach him some lesson. So he devised some scheme. He came on Ambarish Maharaj was fasting every Ekadasi, because it says he was fasting for he was fasting. And it was time for him to break the Ekadasi fast. Durvasa Muni came and said, yes. He said, I'll be right back. We just want to take a bath. So he went with his 60,000 followers to take their bath. And he deliberately didn't come back in time for the breaking of Ekadasi. So Ambarish Maharaj consulted with the Brahmins, and they said it is proper to take a little water. That's breaking the fast, not breaking the fast. And at this time, Durvasa Muni came back and said, just see the impudence of this king. He's so shameless that although I've come here and honored him because I'm his guest, still he's so shameless that even without waiting for me, he's taken his meal. Therefore, he devised this plan by which he could give some excuse to try to kill the king. So he plucked from his hair one piece of hair, turned it into a weapon and threw it at Ambarish Maharaj. But Lord Narayan and Vaikuntha didn't appreciate it. So he threw his weapon at the demon that Durvasa Muni had created and burnt it into ashes. And then the Sudarsan Chakra took after Durvasa Muni, and he fled in all directions throughout the whole universe, and he couldn't find any refuge. So finally he went to Vaikuntha, and there he sought refuge to Lord Narayan. And Lord Narayan said, no, I'm sorry, I cannot give you protection, because you've insulted my devotee. Prabhupada said he was so weak, he had to come back to the earth planet and surrender to Ambarish Maharaj. And it seems that Ambarish Maharaj was praying for a whole year for Durvasa Muni's protection and immediately forgave him. Although Ambarish Maharaj was seemingly an ordinary king, a householder, but he defeated the great mystic yogi Durvasa Muni. Similarly, Lord Shiva, he's very powerful. He's the most powerful of all mystics. He destroys the universe at the time of creation, but sometimes he himself becomes defeated by even the asuras. He becomes morose. And he takes shelter of Vishnu. So many times, practically all the time, we find the example of Arjuna took shelter of Lord Shiva. We gave the example the other day when the Brahmin's boys were being stolen. And Arjuna took shelter of Lord Vishnu, but still he could not protect the Brahmin's boy. Therefore he had to take shelter of his friend Krishna. So many examples of how Vrikasura had tried to kill Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva took shelter of Lord Vishnu, and Lord Vishnu protected him. And here again, Lord Vishnu is protecting the Lord Shiva, giving him the necessary paraphernalia. And we ourselves probably saying that if we take shelter of Lord Krishna, then he'll also protect us. It said in the Bhagavatam, when the sages were asking the most important question out of their questions that they asked at the beginning, the most important question is, now that Krishna has left the planet, where has religion and knowledge taken shelter of? And the sages, Shukadeva Sutta Goswami, answered that now that Krishna has left the planet, Dharma Gyani Dibi Saha Kalo Nashta Drishamesha Paranarko Dino Dutaha. Krishna Dharma Sapagavate Dharma Gyani Dibi Saha Kalo Nashta Drishamesha Paranarko Dino Dutaha. Now that Krishna has left the planet, accompanied by religion and knowledge, the Srimad Bhagavatam has risen just like the sun to dissipate the darkness of ignorance in Kali Yuga, and those who take shelter of this Purana will get light from it. Krishna is giving knowledge, especially in this age, through the Srimad Bhagavatam. And those who are intelligent enough, they'll take shelter in the Bhagavatam, and therefore personally get Krishna's, not only his association, but also the reciprocation of all his potencies, so that ultimately, in spreading Krishna consciousness, one will be victorious. Prabhupada used to say, Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Lalita Vishakti Ki Jai, Lord Jagannath Lord Baladev Shrimati Subhadra Devi Ki Jai, Shri Shri Gauranitai Ki Jai. Shri Prabhupada used to relate how I'm talking to big scientists who are supposedly seemingly so learned, and I myself have know nothing about this, but still I'm coming out victorious. He said, just like a little boy, he's not very strong, but still he's challenging big, powerful men if his father's standing right next to him. In the same way, if one takes shelter of Krishna, Krishna will supply whatever is necessary to become victorious, and ultimately the real victory is Anta kale jamameva smaran muktva kalevaram yam priyati samadbhavam yati nasyatra samashaya. That at the time of death, one will only be able to remember Krishna. There's a saying in Bengali that the real test is what one remembers at the time of death. Are there any questions about this? Yes.
So all species of devotees, they have relationship between the divas themselves, so that some get the form of an alignment and some take the form of goddesses for.
Do they have relationships between each other?
Yeah.
You mean, do they talk to each other?
Or
do they only talk to Narayan?
Yeah.
Excuse me, sir, do you know where Narayan is? I'm sorry. I don't talk to anyone but Narayan. Could you pass the salt? Sorry? I only pass salt for Narayan. Why do you think they wouldn't have a relationship with each other? You think they'd fall into Maya if they related to each other?
Well, this is the first time I saw Diksha. I was surprised to see that that there were male and female personalities staying together. As is what they had in their relationship with
them. Probably if they saw a picture of the material world, they'd be surprised to see men and women in the material world here standing together. Yeah, Prabhupada said that it's not like our relationships here in the material world. He said that the men there, the women there are so beautiful. There's one verse in the repeated few times in the Chaitanya Charitamrita how that the residents or the gopis are so beautiful that they're millions of times more beautiful than even the most beautiful women in the heavenly planets. And what to speak of women on the material, on this earthly planet, who according to material estimation are very attractive, but who are actually meant for death. So it says that in the spiritual world, the women are millions of times more beautiful. And the men also, they're just like Lord Narayan. But still, there's no sex relationships between them. Because they're so much absorbed in glorifying Narayan, Lord Krishna, that they have no material desires. They get so much pleasure from glorifying and serving Lord Narayan, Lakshmi Narayan, that they have no material desires.
According to one's likings, it takes, for example, to get a male body or a female body.
Yeah. We have a swarup or a constitutional form. Anything else? Yes. Well, they're only chanting Hare Krishna at the time of death. They're seeing Krishna, then they go to Krishna. If we're in full consciousness of Krishna at the time of death, then we go to Krishna. At least we go to a planet where Krishna is having his pastimes to get further training. We find that in the Krishna book, for instance, that most of the, or at least a good number of the personalities in Vrindavan who had joined Krishna in his appearance, they were all nityasiddhas, eternally liberated, who had come to the material world. But there were some of them who were not nityasiddhas, but they were on the practically perfect platform. And just by some training, they became completely perfect. We don't find that, you know, there was some devotee, a neophyte devotee in Vrindavan who kind of got some good fortune and remembered Krishna at the time of death and wound up in Vrindavan, didn't know what he was doing there. Chanted his rounds offensively there too. And just, you know, by good fortune. We find that they were all very elevated personalities. And even if they weren't completely perfect, they were practically completely perfect. So we can understand if we're going to join Krishna in his transcendental pastimes in some planet, in some universe, we'll have to be practically completely perfect at that time. But some people did join it. It's not like no one does become practically perfect. A lot of people joined Krishna at that time. Said that there were practically unlimited gopis who had joined him. There was Rasa there. Besides that, he had the Rasa dance outside, so there's plenty of room for everyone. Depends how purely you chant Hare Krishna. if you realize, if you suddenly become completely self-realized practically at that time. It could happen. I don't know how easily, but it could happen. Yeah. So we should try to become devotees. Then it'll happen. Anything else? So we'll just spend a few minutes with our little diagram, our big diagram here. Do we have a pen? And each one of these is
expand themselves three times. As Keshava and Govinda, Ryan, etc. The 12 Tilak markings, 12 names of the Tilak markings. And then again, they expand themselves twice. Purushottam.
And in this way, there are 24, on each Vaikuntha planet, there are 24 of these expansions of Narayana. And there are unlimited Vaikuntha planets. With all these, in each Vaikuntha planet, there are these expansions. And then, there's the second expansion of Narayana. Of the quadruple forms. Well, this is the second quadruple. Well, this is the first quadruple here. This is the second quadruple expansion. And from one of these Narayans come Karanadakshar Vishnu. Questions about this? Yes.
The
Loki is between the material world and the spiritual world. There is Maha, Shiva, Loka. When you go through this, the Viraj, Viraja River, or the separation between the material coverings and into the spiritual sky, then there's a planet between the spiritual sky and the Vaikunthas. And that planet is called Mahashivaloka. It's not in the material world and it's not in the spiritual world. It's not in the spiritual, it's a different nature in between. Yeah, you can stop by there. You can stop and take a break for a while if you want to. You can just go straight on. Depends what you want to do. There are locals and there are express. He's in Gokul. He's somewhere in Gokul. He has a place in Gokul. His part. He has his own special place there. Navadi. Yes.
So they are being not spiritual and not material. Does that mean it's not eternal and also not temporary?
No, Mahashiva Loka is eternal, but it's not the same spiritual quality as Vaikuntha. So the same nature as Lord Shiva practically. It's not completely spiritual and it's not material. In other words, you can go, for instance, Lord Brahma sometimes he goes to, I guess you could go to Mahashiva Loka. Maybe it's possible to fall down from there. But you can't fall down from Vaikuntha.
Yeah. This
is Devi Dhamma. Devi Dhamma.
Oh, this is Goloka.
Oh, Gokula.
Yeah. Goloka is the whole thing. But part of Goloka is Gokul. So there's a Gokul in the spiritual world, and there's a Gokul in the material world, too. Anything else? What's that?
You understood that you fell down from the spiritual world.
Well, you can only do it once. There's only... You can't get another return ticket. Yeah. Yeah, they're all expansions of Sada Shiva, the original Lord Shiva in Mala Shiva Loka. They reside wherever they reside. Some of them, they live in different places in the material universe. Just like the primary one lives in Kailas. But there are other Loshivas also, other Rudra forms who live in different places.
Kailas
is
not Mahashiva.
Yeah, Kailas is
not
Mahashiva.
And Mahashiva, is it the Shiva? I heard something like the
Sada Shiva,
Advaita
Acharya. Yeah, Advaita Acharya is Sada Shiva. But Mahavishnu, well, he's the Sada Shiva in the material world. Mahavishnu, he has two forms. One is that of, that creates the material world. The other one is the one that creates the ingredients of the material world. So Advaita Acharya is the form of Lord Mahavishnu, who I guess he creates the material world. I can't remember if he's the supplier of the ingredients. In any case, one of them is Lord Shiva, the glance. Shambhu is the glance of Mahavishnu. That's a form of Mahavishnu. That's known as Shiva. That's his way to Chari. Yes, in the material world. Yeah.
But it's a
spiritual ocean in the material world. In the cloud. Anything else? Just like Gandhi is also spiritual, but it's also it's a drop of that ocean.
So I understand this is the material world of Mahakasapa, and within that you have then the planets, universe. If you go out of the universe, you then automatically in the spiritual worlds, or then still in Mahakasapa outside the universe.
No, you're still in the you're in the causal ocean. Then you have to go beyond the causal ocean to get to the spiritual world. But that's not very hard. The real trick is to get out of the coverings, the material universe, to get through the causal ocean. That's one thing. Most of the planets, as far as I remember, they're all floating on the top. Most of the universes are all floating on the top, anyhow, of the causal ocean. So if you can get out of the material world, nothing to get that, you know, into the spiritual world. The real prison is in each one of the universes, all those coverings. It said that if you take one point here in this room and then you extend it 32 miles, so that one little point, that's the inside of the universe that we're in now. And then the 32 miles, that's the covering. So somehow or another, if you get to the end of this universe, which is far enough, you start the day, it would take you a long time to get out. You'd probably, by the time everyone else got out, you'd still be digging.
And
there's
something going on in these layers also? Is it just pure matter?
No, there's different abodes in the layers too. Krishna has his different forms and activities in each layer. There are different incarnations in them. Different opulences. Yes.
On the way to the spiritual world, having the summer and left the body, are there obstacles along the way
You mean if you're in Vaikuntha airplane, are there any obstacles? Do you have to, are there track, are there policemen, if you go too fast, they they stop the Vaikuntha airplane, give them a traffic ticket? No, there are no obstacles. If you, somehow or another, Vaikuntha airplane comes to pick you up, you're pretty safe.
Yeah. So it is a Raj.
It's the ring in which the planet of Karnadakshaya Vishnu is floating on. The boat of Karnadakshaya Vishnu is floating on the Viraj River. Causal ocean. And all the planets are all floating on them also.
So it's the same as causal ocean.
Yeah, yeah, it's close to ocean. Yes.
So if you go to there later, in the Vaikuntha, it's easy, but do you really have yogis and they go to different places?
Yeah, that's why they're yogis, they have that power. If you learn how to do it, it's easy too. But generally, if you get stuck in between the layers, it's kind of embarrassing. I mean, you have to be quite a powerful mystic to be able to even get to the end of the universe. What to speak of even starting to get through the first layer. You don't read about, so, you know, it's not so many mystics that are traveling back and forth. One or two, you know, Kumaras, Durvasa Muni, besides that, it's not so common. I mean, if you're the first sons of Brahma, maybe, you know, you're a little powerful. But even Brahma doesn't do it so easily. Yes. Yeah, one can also become attracted to the things that are going on in the layers. There are incarnations of Vishnu there and different types of opulence and powers that one acquires. This is explained in the Brihadbhagavatamrita by Satnatha Goswami. All the different allurements that are there in the different layers. So even if you're bored with Brahmaloka, still, if you really want to stay in the material world, there's, you can try out the layers for a while. But even though they're temporary, they get annihilated. So they don't last any longer.
Is there a reason why this relation towards the sizes or such a great distance of layers, such a little, you know?
Well, you look around, it's not so small. Plenty of room for all of us in here. Why is there a big difference? Yeah. Well, just so people don't get out. Why does the prison build a big wall for the criminals? So they just don't walk out. So this is specially designed to make sure that these miscreant souls don't get out. It's a pretty solid prison. Yes. No. At least not that form. It's not necessarily. It's practically eternal. His body is practically such as Ananda. It says that in, it's one of the five opulences that Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma have, because their bodies are practically eternal. In any case, Lord Shiva didn't want to find out whether his powers worked on himself. And he decided not to do it. All right, we'll stop there. Thank you very much. Spiritual world, keep going. You go back to the spiritual world, they give you a free map on the way.